Mental silos. The lens you don't know you're wearing. Most organizations know they have a silo problem. Departments that barely speak. Strategy that doesn't reach the floor. Decisions made in one room that quietly undermine decisions made in another. The diagnosis is familiar. The fix is cross-functional teams, better tooling, open-door policies, are tried, and the silos persist. Perhaps because we have been looking in the wrong place. The silo is not, at root, a structural failure. It is not a product of the org chart or the incentive system or the physical distance between floors. Those things reinforce it, but they did not create it. The silo arrived earlier, carried in, quietly, by every person who walked through the door. It was already built. It was built the moment someone answered a simple question. What do you do? I am a doctor. Notice what just happened. The question asked about an activity. The answer declared an identity. Doing became being. A role, contingent, contractual, something one could resign from tomorrow, was elevated to essence. And with that small grammatical move, something closed. The lens forged from a job title. When you do medicine, you have a profession. When you are a doctor, you have a worldview. The distinction sounds subtle. Its consequences are not. Identity is not merely descriptive, it is perceptual. Once a role becomes who you are, it begins to shape what you see. The doctor enters a room and sees bodies, symptoms, risk profiles. The architect enters the same room and sees load-bearing walls, sightlines, the relationship between structure and light. The economist sees incentives. The engineer sees systems. Each is looking. None is wrong. But each is also, in a precise sense, not fully seeing, because they are seeing through something rather than with open attention. This is the lens. And the lens is invisible to the one wearing it. That is rather the point of a lens. Categorization is not connection. Specialization is not understanding. The philosopher would call this a pre-given horizon, the background framework that determines what can appear as meaningful before you have thought about anything at all. You do not decide to see the world through your profession. You simply do, because somewhere along the way the profession became you, and you became it, and the boundary dissolved so completely that the lens no longer feels like a lens. It feels like reality. From mental silos to organizational silos. Now place 10 of these people in an organization. Give each a different title, a different lens, a different pre-given horizon. Ask them to collaborate. What happens is not collaboration. What happens is negotiation between sealed perceptual worlds. The finance team is not merely using different metrics than the design team. They are, in a meaningful sense, describing different realities. Not because they are adversarial, but because their identities have been formed around different categories of salience. What is urgent to one is invisible to another. Not hidden. Invisible. The chain runs deeper than most org redesigns reach. Language collapses doing into being. I am a doctor. Instead of, I do medicine. That collapse forges an identity lens. You don't just do the job, you see through it. The lens narrows perception. The world becomes legible only through your specialization. Narrow perception becomes a mental silo. What falls outside the lens stops feeling real or relevant. Mental silos aggregate into organizational silos. Departments that can't genuinely talk to each other because their people literally don't share a perceptual world. Organizational silos produce fragmentation, strategy, care, and accountability become localized. Partial, disconnected fragmentation kills collective potential, and more gravely, kills the felt sense of shared stewardship, of the organization, the commons, the future. That last step is the most consequential. When an organization fragments into siloed perceptions, something more than efficiency is lost. The felt sense of shared responsibility, for the organization, for the people inside it, for what it does in the world, becomes nearly impossible to sustain. Stewardship requires being able to see the whole. And you cannot see a whole you have already divided yourself out of. Descartes did not say, I produce, therefore I am. There is a different way to locate the self. Descartes found it by stripping everything away, credentials, roles, social position, the opinion of others, until only one thing remained, the act of thinking itself. Cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. Notice that this is prior to any profession, prior to any specialization. The ground of identity, in Descartes' account, is not what you produce or what you are hired to do. It is the sheer fact of your awareness, your questioning, your refusal to stop asking. A self that precedes its roles rather than being constituted by them. The modern economy has quietly inverted this. We now derive the self from the output. Identity is credential, personhood is function, and language, the small, daily, unremarkable language of introductions and conversations, reinforces the inversion so routinely that it disappears from sight entirely. Words matter, not because language is magic, but because language is habit, and habit is structure, and structure shapes perception before thought has a chance to intervene. An invitation. Before this becomes an organizational question, it is a personal one. What is the lens you are wearing? Not the one you chose. Lenses are rarely chosen consciously, but the one that formed as your professional identity solidified. The categories that feel like common sense to you but produce blankness or friction when you try to explain them to someone in a different field. The questions you naturally ask, and the ones that simply don't occur to you. You cannot remove the lens entirely. Specialization has real value. Depth is not the enemy. But there is a difference between using a lens and being one. The first is a tool. The second is a cage, an elegant, comfortable, professionally validated cage, but a cage nonetheless. You can be hired to do a job. The job is not you. What would it mean to answer the question differently? Not to deny the profession, but to hold it more lightly, as something you do, not something you are. To be someone whose identity is larger than their specialty, and whose perception, therefore, might be too. That is not a small shift. It is, in fact, the precondition for everything that becomes possible when people in an organization can actually see each other's worlds, and begin, together, to see the whole. Author Edwin Corverview, All Posts, creator of Roundmap, CEO, CrossSilo.com.